Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, February 5th, 2007. It's a very cold day here in Pennsylvania, and I'll allude to that in the message today. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's a great joy to share this message with you. We prepare these messages each weekday morning, calling our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Today's message is titled, They Trusted in Him. The scripture text is Daniel 3, verse 28.
Then Nebuchadnezzar said, Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God.
Well, it is a very cold 6 degrees here in Pennsylvania today. Normally, Brooksine works right here beside me in preparing these messages, and she's right beside me now to make the podcast. But this morning, she was downstairs, comfortably seated next to our coal stove. We have a photo up on our site today that shows her working beside the coal stove along with our dog Roxy and cat Dottie, just laying right in front of the coal stove as well.
We primarily heat our home with a coal stove using Pennsylvania anthracite coal. Stephen fills the hopper in the back of the stove early each morning, and the coal is slowly, automatically fed to the burner. A white-hot portion on the burner, only about 4 by 4 inches, is generally adequate to keep our entire house warm. Although when it's this cold, we use some electric heat. The stove has a glass door on the front, so Stephen can look there at that warm glow. He does it often, just to verify that it's working, since this is his job. When he sees the light from a distant glance, he's confident that the heat is there as well. And I sure don't want him to let the fire die out on a cold day like today, since it takes quite a while for the coal to reach the desirable temperature.
Well, I can open the door to the coal stove. Of course, I have to empty the ashes, and you can open the door, and right at that point, do I have some idea what a hot furnace must be like. I can only imagine how big the one must have been that held four men. I preached a sermon yesterday on three of my favorite Bible characters, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Theirs is an extraordinary example of uncompromising allegiance to Almighty God in the face of the enemy.
The account of these men of faith is surely one of the greatest stories of deliverance in the Bible. These three young men demonstrate to believers of all ages the power of faith and obedience. They got into trouble because they refused to compromise a core commandment of God in bowing down to the golden image Nebuchadnezzar had set up.
Their punishment was being thrown into a fiery furnace. But God delivered them. They came out of the fire completely unharmed. The daily verse is actually a statement made by the secular king, Nebuchadnezzar, whose respect they earned, when he personally witnessed the miraculous deliverance of these three Hebrew men. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego demonstrate four qualities needed by Christians today.
Uncompromising convictions from Daniel 1.
Unwavering commitment, and that's found in Daniel 3, verse 12.
Thirdly, unswerving courage found in Daniel 3, 16 and 17.
And finally, and I'm sure there are other characteristics we could find, but in yesterday's sermon, unshakable confidence. And that concept is in Daniel 3, verse 18.
They trusted the living God, defying the wicked command of the secular king, fully knowing the consequences. They were willing to give up their lives for this conviction. I believe true followers of Christ will increasingly need these particular guidelines as the world systems grow increasingly hostile to Christ, His followers, and the standards of the Bible. Can this growing disdain and hostility be denied today?
Well, we urge you this day to prepare yourself with core convictions that you will not violate no matter what the cost, so that when the time of testing comes, you, like these three young men, will stand firm in your faith. By God's grace and with His strength, that's what Brooksine and I plan to do.
Let's pray together. Father, the dynamic story of the three Hebrew children, often referred to, has been a favorite story of your miraculous deliverance for all ages and throughout all generations. Their unyielding devotion to you, Almighty God, is a tremendous example to those of us who call you our Father. You are not only our Father who watches over us, but our deliverer in times of trouble. Faith that cannot be tested is faith that cannot be trusted. So it is in times of fiery testing that we prove your power and you prove our allegiance to you. Help us to be willing to give up our lives rather than serve or worship any God except the one true God. Amen. I'd like to share a quote with you that I read this morning in my personal devotions that really sums up the faith of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Faith is not belief without proof, but trust without reservation. Let me share that once more. Faith is not belief without proof, but trust without reservation. Consider that thought today as you consider the story today we've shared with you.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that. It is a beautiful day here, very bright blue sky, but even as we complete the podcast here a little bit later than usual, it's about 12:30, it's still just 12 degrees, but it was, I believe, 5 or 6 this morning when we got up and we began working early this morning. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to Christ. Be willing to pay the price should that be our lot.